Welcome back. You're watching Press TV World News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has hailed a new chapter in French-Iranian relations during his visit to Paris. Rouhani, who's heading a delegation of over 120 business leaders and government ministers, said improved relations between the two countries will help secure the interests of both sides. Press TV's Rami Mazahiri has more from Paris.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani came to France with a definite shopping agenda. Spend tens of billions of euros to upgrade Iran, but use that buying power to negotiate 50-50 partnerships, joint ventures, and technology transfers whenever possible. Nearly 10 major deals were announced. France's Peugeot will return to Iran, but only as 50-50 partners with carmaker Iran Khodro, which will completely fabricate three new models in Iran. New airport terminals will be built in Mashhad and Esfahan, with technology transfers included in a new terminal for Tehran's main airport. They will soon be used by 118 new Airbus aircraft in a deal worth $25 billion. Oil giant Total will buy nearly 200,000 barrels of Iranian crude oil per day.
This contract is just the beginning. We will make even more investments in oil and gas. This is a will to cooperate and then to negotiate.
France's stagnant economy made them especially willing to concede the types of cooperative agreements rarely granted by industrialists.
Once the nuclear agreement was made and the sanctions were lifted, there was no time to lose. We had to act fast to help French businesses enter the Iranian market.
All the documents that were signed in the presence of the French Prime Minister and President Hollande indicate the fact that the two governments, as well as the private sectors of both countries, are seriously determined to cooperate with each other because it benefits both countries.
Just a few months ago, France was the biggest anti-Iran hawk in the Eurozone. But perhaps no longer. An overarching bilateral roadmap was approved, with nine ministries signing memorandums of cooperation. France's president acknowledged Iran's key role in ending crises in Iraq and Lebanon, claimed France supported the Syrian peace process, and said that diplomatic contacts with Iran would increase in the coming months. Iran leaves here having accomplished two long-standing goals: diplomatic cooperation and business deals which are mutually beneficial. Now that France has finally accepted Iran's olive branch of equality, perhaps a new era has truly begun.